The Sioux Finnish Nordic Ski Club is going to be a busy spot for the next several months. After being forced to shut down much of its programming and events for the last two seasons, the cross-country ski venue is gearing up for a grand return this winter. The club's president Amy Reich couldn't be happier. "There's a lot of excitement around here," she says. "Last week was our first big event back with all the kids and their families who came out for a barbecue. We can't wait to welcome everyone back to Hiawatha Highlands. It's going to be a great season." The club has more than 200 kids in youth programs, over 450 members, and nearly 2,000 trail pass holders. Reich says the lodge is open once again with tables, so skiers can come inside to sit down and enjoy some baking, chili, soup, and other refreshments when available. "We have a lot of things on the go," she says. "It's been a bit tough to get volunteers back, so we're not quite on top of all the events that are going to happen, but there's a lot coming." The ski club's upcoming events include Wednesday night race series beginning December 28th, running for 6 weeks. New Year's Eve lantern ski on December 30th and December 31st, and then again during Bon Su on February 10th and February 11th. Backwards week on Pinder Trail from January 13th-19, skiing in opposite direction. World Snow Day on January 15th. Maple Syrup Stampede on February 4th on St. Joseph Island. Mabel Lake Tour from February 17th-26. The club has had some noticeable changes since the onset of COVID, including the opening of a small trail that begins at the Kinsman Building, which Reich says has made the area safer. "You can ski there directly to the trailhead of the Pinder Trail, so we've made a little cut-through," she says. "We're trying to make it safer up there so people don't have to walk through the parking lot. This way they can just walk across the street, put their skis on, and ski straight to the trailhead." More snowfall this week means more work for the club's groomers, who Reich credits for ensuring the 50-kilometer ski trail system is kept safe and of the highest quality. "The groomers have done a really good job by rolling the trails with every snowfall," she says. "All the trails have been rolled several times, and they've started tracking the Pinder system and the 2 kilometers Kinsman Lighted Trail that goes around Kinsman Park. Those two trails are officially open," she adds. Reich notes the Red Pine and the Crystal systems both need more snow and more freezing before they can open, but it shouldn't be much longer. Trial passes, as well as youth, adult, and family memberships are available on the Hiawatha Highlands website. They can also be purchased in the main building on Landslide Road. For more information on registration, lessons, and a full schedule of events, visit here.